Terry, over the weekend, you returned home from your time in Goodyear, Arizona. We talked about it was a very interesting time because some of the players were gone in the World Baseball Classic. Some are injured. What did you take away from that week?
The good news, Amanda, is as this week has begun, the team is starting to actually shape up. Francisco Lindor is back.
Okay.
Andrew Miller came back. His left arm is still attached, so
good.
They didn't have any problems.
From the
and
World
even
Baseball
threw
Classic.
Scores, scoreless inning for the Indians the other day.
Okay.
No matter what they say, they were fearful of things going wrong and grateful that things are going to be okay for him now because he looks healthy.
Good.
Michael Brantley's played like 5 games.
Okay. So far, so good.
So very good. Much farther. Remember, it took 2 games of spring training, got wiped out last year.
Right.
And in terms of Danny Salazar, is really throwing well.
Good.
Carrasco, I'm still a little concerned about. I mean, he threw 3 scoreless innings, but he's behind the other pitchers. But so right now, I think the thing there is that just to see how he's doing. Cody Allen, who's a very important guy, he threw well. You know, so
okay.
Other than Kipnis's shoulder, and there's a big question mark on that one, they seem pretty healthy now.
Okay. Well, that's great. What about Corey Kluber? I haven't heard much about him.
I watched him throw 7 innings, give up 3 runs, 1 earned. He looked ready for opening day.
Okay, so he's ready too.
He really is. Tomlin has been up and down this spring, but that sometimes happens with him out in Arizona because he's always working on different pitches. Trevor Bauer's throwing pretty well, but it's funny, the game I was at, I kept hitting shots up the middle, and he kept falling down on the mound, ducking from line drives and sort of kicking dirt around. But, you know, no drone accidents. He looks healthy. He's ready to go. And in terms of Encarnacion's gotten some hits. They're trying to figure out what to do with Yandy Diaz and some of those. But I'll tell you a nice thing, for example, Brad Zimmer, they sent him to the minors.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not far away from being ready, big league ready.
Okay.
I had never heard this term before from Francona, but he goes, he has foul line to foul line power, meaning he can hit the ball out to right field or left field.
Okay.
And he's like 6'5", long arms, long limbs, strong, played exceptionally well in both center field and right field. So that's an exciting thing that they're ready to go. So I'm feeling much better about them now by the end of my stay than I certainly did in the beginning or even the middle because I was concerned about how these guys would be after the World Baseball Classic.
Yeah. Who's going to play second base? They don't know yet.
My guess is they're going to go with Ramirez there, and then they might play. I think they might keep Gio Urshela at third and just go defense with that. I mean, Yandy Diaz could hit, but it's rough at third base with him, and I think they need to just get him a chance to play there. But, Amanda, it was nice to see I'm always, like, really concerned about the pitchers because, you know, pitching is the great eraser in baseball.
Absolutely.
As you saw, when it finally caught the Indians is the pitching.
Yep.
And what got them so far deep into the playoffs was the relief pitching was so superior, and they were able to kind of make it through with 3 starters.
Mm-hmm.
Because if your starters are messed up, you know, for example, a couple minor things of concern, Cody Anderson need to have Tommy John surgery, so he's done for the year.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Merritt was just okay. Some of the younger starters struggled. Mike Clevinger had a very poor camp. He seemed to be just trying to throw everything 100 miles an hour, and he's walking guys all over the place.
Wow, and he was sent down.
He was sent down. But see, Clevinger, Ryan Merritt, now Cody Anderson's not in the picture, another guy, Sean Morimondo. They always figure you need about 8 starters because you have 5, you're going to need some depth. So those guys at AAA, they got to kind of pull themselves together and be ready to go because it can be called upon. I mean, already you've had, you know, with Carrasco's elbow was a little cranky, shall we say.
Mm-hmm.
And Salazar's arm for a full season, I just don't trust it.
Yeah.
So that's why they need the depth. But overall, man, it looked pretty good.
Okay, great. And can't wait for opening day. I'm so excited.
Monday in Texas.
Awesome. Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.